The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, we know that there's a festival. In fact, we've just been talking about them. There's a festival on every street corner at this time of year. So to stand out, you've got to do something very different. Now, how about getting 32 towns and villages together? Now, that's big. And that's what the Taste of West Cork Festival is doing. And it begins in September with over 180 events taking place from the 8th until the 17th of September. And joining me on the line is Helen Collins, chairperson of the Taste of West Cork Festival. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Connell, from Baltimore. How are you?
How are things in now? How is the weather in the most beautiful Baltimore?
Well, it's a little cloudy this morning, but gorgeous, and all the regatta races are going on down in the harbour in Baltimore, so there's just a lovely feeling around the place.
It is a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. I was down in, I think it's a Dunmore House just outside of Clonakilty last year.
Yes, a great
paradise.
I know. I grew up across from there in Inchidani. So, I mean, isn't it an amazing place? And much blessed I am to have been born and raised here.
You are. And I'm told the little bird tells me that you're related to Michael Collins.
Oops. Oh, yes. But you look, that's the way the Collinses have fought hard and well for West Cork, in fairness, and for Ireland. So, do you know, it's Rebel Cork. It's not called Rebel Cork for nothing.
Tell me this, the 8th until the 17th of September, we would know that as the shoulder season, but that means that people with kids in school, right across school, also guys in college, people in college, they're all gone back to school and college. They're not going to be available to you for your festival.
No, but that's exactly the purpose, because obviously West Cork is very, very busy in the summertime. So our intent was to expand the season into September, and that's what is working with the Taste of West Cork Festival. Some of the businesses, a lot of the businesses, will tell you that for that 10 days, it's as busy as their best weeks in August, because we bring so many people into the area. But our target market would be a little older. They would be, you know, the 50 plus that would have money to spend, that are interested in culture, interested in food, and their kids are either in college or they're grown up or whatever. And we also bring a considerable number of people from abroad. I don't mean to be correcting you, but you did say 32 towns and villages, but this year it's gone up to 36.
Oh, no, that's Ruth hasn't given me the right number.
No,
there will
Ruth
be a big
wonderful
inquest.
No. We won't blame Ruth. We've expanded this year. We've been trying to get more events up around the Macroom area, and that has happened around Ballyvourney and Macroom. So we're really delighted to include those areas as well.
And what about staying down there? How are the bedroom numbers?
One of the issues we do have is accommodation.
That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah. And I recognise that very strongly. We're short of hotels, like for wonderful places like Skull, Baltimore, all of that. We have some really good hotels, obviously, in the Clonakilty area, some in the Skibbereen, some in the Bantry, but we need more. And it's chicken and egg. I suppose if we can develop this West Cork brand, and I think that combined with Norwegian Air coming into Cork and a whole number of other a kind of developments in West Cork, I think hopefully will expand our numbers.
And are you going to go pure food, or can you expand it even further?
No. We have, as I was explaining to Ruth earlier, we kind of have three principles here. The first one is the unity of West Cork, and that's the West Cork brand. And I was really intent on joining forces from Bandon to Barra in that. And what, as one friend of mine says, when you think Bordeaux, you think wine. When you think West Cork, I want everybody to think food. So that's it's joining all of us together in that. The second piece is what we call the magic ingredients, which is not just food, because it isn't just the food, it's also all the experiences around the food. It's going out to Sherkin Island to a barbecue cooked by Derry Clark, you know, and just having sumptuous food, but having the journey to the island and all the other experiences. You know, going on your nighttime paddle with Jim Kennedy and coming into a fabulous dinner afterwards.
I want to just stop you there, because that paddle I have done, that is one of the most magical things you can do on earth.
it is, isn't it? And just the phosphorescence, what we call it, just the dripping diamonds, you know, as you lift your paddle out of the water, and it is dripping diamonds. It's a phenomenal experience, isn't it?
It was delightful, and he and their team are delightful people.
I know. I went down the Liffey descent with Jim. I mean, and I didn't paddle at all, but Jim said, you can do it, Ellen. Get in that boat, and off we went. We did it. We really did. Jim would take you anywhere. He's just such a great guy.
One of the great things about West Cork is people are very chatty, Helen. You better chat out about the details. It is September 8th until the 17th. All welcome. That's
230 events. There's something here for everybody. The third piece that we work on are our guest chefs. We've 33 guest chefs this year, ranging from Nevin Maguire, Ross Lewis, Derek Clark, all the way down to gorgeous young up-and-coming chefs. And the whole idea of the guest chef is that it creates great excitement in the local restaurants. Of course, it stirs up the restaurants for the restaurant owners, and it makes them natural ambassadors for our amazing West Cork food.
In 1 second, can you tell me where we'll find your tickets?
You will get, each event holder manages their own, get on the website, tasteofwestcork.com. The programme is there. It'll be coming out in the Irish Times on the 22nd of July, a great target market for us this Saturday, Irish Times. Get your programme and book, because everything gets booked up really fast. There's amazing events, like a wonderful dinner in the Michael Collins Museum, done by Conn McLaughlin. Come through Somerville and Rosshouse and have your dinner
Helen.
There.
I'm going to be fired. I have to do a big shout out.
As much as I can.
Today FM is up at Longitude, and I have to tell the world about that as well. Helen Collins, thank you very much for joining us. All information on the West Cork Festival. Google it, Taste of West Cork. Helen, thank you so much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show.
Connell. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable, and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.